8:06 on the Morning Jam. It's Hump Day, and we have a couple of guests in the studio right now. We have Ronnie Warriess, and we have Gene Walansky. Did I get those names right? I hope, folks.
Yes.
They're with the Hill City Master Gardeners. How are you all doing?
We're doing fine.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us.
Oh, you're quite welcome. I there was a news story, and now it's been a few weeks because you and I were trying to work out a schedule. I don't remember what the story was, but I was interested in what you guys do. So let's talk about what does Hill City Master Gardeners do, Ronnie?
Well, we're a volunteer branch of the Virginia Cooperative Extension. To be a volunteer, you take an intensive study course. And then part of what you're required to do is to go back out into the community and kind of spread good gardening, lawn care, and things of that nature. And we're first in the pipeline for any, you know, breaking news on invasive species and things of that nature.
So cicadas, would that come into play with you guys?
No, cicadas have been here a million years, and they'll be here long after we're gone.
You know what my favorite Master Gardener story is? When I first moved to Lynchburg, and I was a new bride, and I didn't know what I was doing, and I wanted peonies. I wanted to have, you know, these beautiful peonies that we grow in the South, and I had peony balls forever. Just balls, because I kept knocking the ants and stuff off of them. And I had a little master gardener said, "Now I want to give you this peony, and I want you to plant it and then leave it alone. God doesn't need your help." So, and from that point on, I've had peonies. So
leave it alone is probably one of the best advices we give. Leave it alone.
And they'll live longer than most people.
That's right.
So Gene, what's your connection?
Screw it up.
What's your connection here, Gene?
Well, I'm a new member of the organization, Mark. I've been with them about 4 years, mm-hmm. and I've been entrusted with the leadership of a program we have at Humankind, which is a community garden that's been operating since about 2015. We're an area about two-thirds of an acre, mm-hmm. 80,000 square feet, and we encompass demonstration gardens at the Davis Instructional Garden, as well as offering community plots to those residents of the area that cannot garden at their home due to shade or deer problem or a combination of both. Hmm.
I don't even live in the country, but I have issues with little rabbits and bugs and things wanting to eat on our garden. I should have connected with you guys at the beginning of summer.
Right. It's true. Then you would have stood a chance at winning our raspberry bet.
Oh, you won the raspberry thing, hands down.
I did.
We try to grow enough for everybody, including the groundhogs and the rabbits. So we share.
Aw, see? That's why we love you.
So tell me how you get folks involved. In other words, let's just say I'm a young child and I'm exploring different things. Are there certain events that you guys do to bring in young people to get them exposed to what you guys do?
Well, we have two children's gardens. One is at Boys and Girls Club. The other is at Jubilee, in which the children participate in planting, cultivating, and then harvesting the produce. And I think everybody saw the picture of the children at Boys and Girls Club digging their potatoes to take home.
Which so great.
Which was adorable.
Yeah.
Adorable.
Well, it's amazing when you realize that there are generations of kids that don't know where their food comes from.
Exactly.
Well, we're all getting more interested in what's in our potato chips.
When I took my grandchildren to look at our potato patch at Humankind, they were amazed where potatoes come from. Of course, they think they come from the store, but we actually dug them up and showed them.
Right.
Wow. And to answer your question, Mark, we have a pipeline through the Lynchburg City Schools. Ronnie's been very active in the program, but unfortunately, due to the pandemic, we've not been able to do much activity with the kids. We've had programs at Perrymont and Bedford Hills, where the students actually come out into the garden during the course of the day, and we have some of our volunteers there that teach them about growing things. There's a lot of history in some of this. We teach them about the Three Sisters, the crops the Native Americans planted years ago, and we kind of get them interested in gardening and sort of get them into the pipeline then.
No, I think it's great, because I'm just wondering if it doesn't have one of these, and I'm holding my phone up with my thumbs working. I mean, that's a lot of that going on with young people, but to get their hands in the ground and actually, because even potatoes, my wife and I, we try a few little things with growing. We had this race with Janet and her husband's name is Mark as well, and they just beat us hands down. But we did grow some potatoes, and my wife, we had it in this huge pot, and my wife said, I just kept pulling more and more and more out of the ground. It even blew her away. So we've learned a little bit here and there, and it is interesting because we need those folks that will come and work in the area of agriculture. I mean, we can't rely. I know we rely on some of the other countries to bring in certain things during certain times of the year because of maybe the way their climate is or whatever. But I just, after this last year and when we saw things tighten up so much, it even made me think even more that we need to be growing more ourselves.
Well, it's interesting that I see more and more young people in the produce department of the grocery store.
Oh, yeah.
Which gives me great hope that we're all caring a lot more about where and how our food is coming from, you know. And I work with the children. I'm the bug lady.
Oh,
okay.
You know, we have a big phobia about bugs in this this country, mm-hmm. and they're part of the recycling.
A very important part.
Yeah, and that's another subject that's coming up, and kids really catch on to, which is composting.
Okay.
Everything alive is going to die mm-hmm. and rot. And it's a concept that the bugs play a great big part in. So that's one of my favorite things, is to be somewhere and have a kid yell bug lady and introduce me to their somewhat reluctant parents.
Gotcha.
And there's been a lot of therapy involved with the program during the last couple of years with the pandemic. There's very little mm-hmm. we could do to socialize, and gardening is one thing that can be done in a healthy environment. Mm-hmm. It's been said by many to be a spiritual retreat where you can get away from a noisy world and busy people and reconnect with things and learn things. And the mark of a good gardener is to learn by their failure.
Mm.
And it takes many, many years to get to that point.
Yeah, there is a quietness and a peace that goes with gardening. I mean, you know, you don't have to have music blasting in the background or anything like that. You just are tending to the ground and doing some things. I'm curious if you guys venture into the bee world much at all, with the way bees help in this whole ecosystem that is ours.
Well, I am a beekeeper.
You are?
And
do you know Steve Tucker by chance?
Oh boy.
And he's our bee guy.
There is an organization called the Piedmont Beekeepers Association.
Okay.
And you can find them online. And they are great pollinators. They are fascinating. And the end product is honey. How can you argue with that?
Oh, you can't.
And there are many native bees as well that pollinate. And we have another master gardener who's very interested in getting back to native plants.
Mm-hmm.
She would be an excellent guest. Her name is Kay Moomaw.
Okay.
Ah. The flower lady.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Amazing. And she has started an organization called the Blue Ridge Conservation. And a lot of this, once you're when you're a master gardener, you're interested in a lot of different phases of the natural world. So.
And let's talk a little bit about how you become a master gardener.
Oh, thank you.
Because there are so many people out there who may be like, oh, it's, you know, it's too late for me to do something like that, or it's, or I'm too busy to do. Master gardeners are all different ages, all different walks of life, but it is a commitment.
It is a commitment. It's not a huge commitment. In the beginning, you do take different classes, demonstrations, and labs. Those fall within the months of February, March, and end in April sometime. You can enroll now by going to our webpage, and you can call the extension office. How else can they do it?
Well, probably
if you know a master
probably,
gardener.
You're right, exactly. Probably the best way is to go online. It's fairly easy to get that information in. But master gardeners are a really important part of our community, and we're excited that you guys came in to
thank you to visit
us today.
The website is hcmga.com, hcmga.com, to find out about Hill City Master Gardeners, and excited about Gene, your involvement as well. We'd love to talk to some of the folks at Humankind at some point too, because they're doing some amazing work across our community. So Ronnie, thank you so much for stopping in today.
You're most welcome. I hope we get invited again.
I think we can make that happen. You guys take care and have a great day. We're going to be back covering a couple more stories that we've teased a little bit earlier. In the meantime, I hope you're having a great Wednesday. We are the Morning Jam.
Call Janet and Mark, 434-534-8500, or toll-free, 866-916-3776. Call the Morning Jam. The Morning Jam. Yeah.